Hey, this is 13 Minutes with Daily Nightmare. This is Dr. Leach.
And this is Elsa L.
And we just got back from PenguinCon 2015. And we are still buzzing with all sorts of thoughts we had from there. It's always such a great, I say it's the circus that I would run away to join. I also say that about Theater Bazaar, but this is really the circus I would run away to join. PenguinCon started off as a Linux users group kind of meeting, where folks were getting together and actually doing practical stuff like hacking together code and sharing ideas on that. And so it's developed into this immense thing with open source culture. Open source, of course, being the way that Linux and FreeBSD are distributed. But it's also an attitude of, hey, get in there and hack the source code for all sorts of things in life. And that's what this is. It's this great celebration of folks hacking everything imaginable. So it's not like a comics convention, which is what most folks are familiar with. This comes out of the other tradition of conventions where it's a fan-based thing. These folks are passionate about something, and they want to share with it. So like at a Comic-Con, you primarily go to see folks who you've seen.
Famous people.
Yeah.
Semi-famous people.
Yeah, exactly. Folks you've seen on television or that kind of thing. Yeah. And this is not it. I don't think anyone here was ever on television.
I think you're right about that.
Not that they aren't photogenic, although I'm struck again by the great diversity of human types.
Yeah, when we gather together, we're an interesting
group. Yeah, we aren't, aren't we? But these folks are passionate about doing stuff, about modifying things you probably never thought about modifying.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a huge track on costuming. From the most basic stuff of like how to read a pattern, how to sew, to how to construct movable bat wings, which was a 2-hour one I wanted to go to, but didn't have the time.
Yeah. So when you're talking about open source culture, I think the other thing that's really striking is the level of participation, right?
Yeah.
That it's hard to tell the trees from the leaves. I mean, everybody's there to do something to show off their stuff.
Yeah.
And that starts early in the day, you know. So the number of people in costume. All weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's really impressive, the costume changes, right? Because there are people I saw wearing different things
multiple,
at different times.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just really open for that, really.
And even the folks who are doing who are primarily there for the programming and network administrating tracks, you know, there's a dude who was infamous as far as having the Tron outfit.
Yeah.
What was it? He was something else this year. Did you see him?
I don't know what it was.
I did. Yeah, exactly.
He had stars on his shoulders.
But it's this great celebration of creativity on all sorts of levels.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people who blew my mind last year was Pyridoxic, who does sleep hacking. I didn't see her this year. I mean, I saw her in passing, but I didn't see her seminar.
Mm-hmm.
But things related specifically to the dark stuff, there's a whole track of literature. One of the things we did was I sat on a panel about speculative fiction poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very fun. I was with Matt Betts, who's a buddy of ours. He's from Ohio. He's written a couple books of poetry and a couple novels. He's got a new novel coming out in August, I believe, called Indelible Ink from Raw Dog Screaming Press.
Right.
He's just a charming guy, and he was on the panel along with a couple other folks, and it was great to talk about speculative poetry. And another session we were on, and I think we've got a recording of that we may put that up as something separate. If not, hey, you missed it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing there was a poetry jam, and that was also wonderful because you had folks who were published poets who were like top of their game stuff to folks who literally had never spoken before.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Yeah.
That was just really, really fun.
Yeah, there were a couple of people who said who they'd never read their poetry aloud before, they'd never shared their poetry before, and I thought that was pretty amazing to be able to create that sort of community, supportive community in a in a room.
Right, where
a bunch of strangers just walked in. There probably were 20 people in that room.
Yeah.
And about half read poetry.
Right. And that's the other thing about a PenguinCon is that there are things going everywhere all the time. So it's a lesson in project planning, because you have to say no to something.
Yeah.
You are not going to see it all. You're not going to see anywhere near everything you want to see.
Can't do everything.
And so you just let those regrets go and just focus on what you did get to see. And one of the other things that just totally blew my mind was the session on, this was in the costuming track, this was on gelatin prosthetics, using just normal unflavored gelatin with a couple other ingredients to make prosthetics for...
costuming.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, I suppose you could use them for filming or photography.
Yeah.
Not just event costuming.
Right. Mm-hmm. It has many of the same properties as latex, but it's far, far cheaper, and it also had it's also more or less edible. So if you were doing the zombie thing, you could actually have folks.
chew that face.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's got this great sort of elasticity too that you can sort of yank off a thing and have it snap and that kind of thing.
That's fantastic, Jim.
And it was delicious. The two people who were presenting, I don't have their names. One of them was Jenny Arquette, who was one of the featured guests, and she was incredibly generous with her time. I talked with her at her booth. She makes actual latex prosthetics. She also does this. Did you see the body painting? She does these
full
head to toe body paintings on Saturday night, and they're just staggeringly awesome.
Hours of work. Four or five.
But it's amazing. Yeah. This woman was totally transformed into a robot.
Mm-hmm. With airbrush painting?
With airbrush painting, yeah. And she took probably a good 20 minutes to show me at her booth, just like through each one of her cases of makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to her. But just the idea that you can make something so quickly, so cheaply, that can radically transform your cosplay. She was talking about her home haunts, if you bring a haunted house. You can cast, they had all sorts of crazy ideas. I can't possibly list them all. But that was wonderful, because a lot of times people are inhibited to try stuff because it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And gelatin and sorbitol and glycerin, works out really cheaply.
Also sounds more, less chemically. Or dangerous.
Like
whatever
they were saying,
dangerous,
these are all basically food products. You could eat it if you wished. Yeah, exactly. And it's also,
safe. That's the word we're going to say. Safe for home use.
Safe for home
beginners
use.
Beginners
exactly,
too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. cheap, safe, and, readily available.
Edible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Available.
It's sort of like a gateway to using silicone, which is a little more involved. The two-part mixing stuff. Janice and I have done that.
Uh-huh. Not on our own. We had
a little bit of help. Yes. Spotters. Uh-huh. Yes.
Help.
Yes, of course.
The other thing I want to talk about are a couple of the kind of social aspects of the con.
Which is delicious.
So, the whole, you can't do everything. And also there's more happening than what's on the program track. So one of our new things, first time?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, it's not totally first time, but yeah.
I was going to talk about karaoke.
Oh, God, okay. Yes.
So that was the first time. And, people can make fun of karaoke, but it is one of those things. When you're doing it's the most fun thing in the
totally
world.
Totally in addition to the programming, is this: there's a great culture of room parties, of themed room parties that are just staggeringly fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so, speaking of staggering,
we also should mention, the con is in effect a hotel takeover, right? The whole hotel is devoted to the con.
Oh, yeah.
It allows a certain freedom that you wouldn't have if there were other guests staying in the hotel.
Yes.
So you can wander from room to room, party, meet people,
Sure.
It's got a whole dorm thing going on. So there was a few drinks into the wind, we stumbled into the karaoke room, started signing up for sing-alongs, and it was a blast.
We were under the impression we were going to sing one song and leave, and wow, this was far more fun than I had previously anticipated.
Yeah, it was a rabbit hole of fun.
Yeah. And these were particularly geeky songs that, yeah. that folks were singing.
Yeah. It was good fun. Yeah, fun to see a different side of people, right?
Oh, that karaoke
really brings.
Well, that was the other thing, is that at this point we had hooked up with a bunch of other writers, and so mm-hmm. we were doing the bar con sort of thing, which is like the writers are in the bar. That's pretty much where the writers congregate.
Probably should have talked about bar con before karaoke,
because that was sort of
the thing that led us into it. But bar con is the social conversations that are happening in the bar. We were surprised to find out some people go to con and just do bar con.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe not this con so much,
but
other literary cons, right?
Yeah.
That's
where the agents and that's where the other writers are.
A lot of hanging out, a lot of exchanging, good conversation, and drinks that led to
candid discussions about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And karaoke, that was a blast. Unexpected. I'm saying things that everyone else knew in 1980, but hey, what up?
We're late bloomers.
Another cool thing that we saw that was incredibly late at night, mm-hmm. they have this whole track of after dark programming, which is folks who are trying to, in effect, hack life habits kinds of
relationships
among them. All sorts of stuff. I mean, different ways, different kinds of behavioral software you can run in your own everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And those things happen way late at night, far after our bedtime, which is strange to say. But one of them was a presentation about Michigan cryptids, which are creatures who are not recognized by science.
Mm-hmm. They're biologically proposed or defined, right? Given characteristics and all that.
But
there's no scientific proof of them.
Right, in during discussions.
Sure,
the big
example that everybody knows is the Loch Ness Monster, right?
Right.
But there's this whole
they appear in the traditional storytelling of different places. And
right.
Michigan has a couple, the Dogman, which is different from a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
The Dogman is something more dog than ever being a man. yet it's bipedal. It's
the transformation thing either, right? I mean, it's a creature
And there's recounts of that going back to like the logging days.
Yeah.
You know, the logging and trapping days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun this was another example of one of those sessions where Chetan Noir, who I bumped into a million different conventions, she led it. But what's great about this is that everybody who comes to this has had some kind of weird experience with something,
mm-hmm.
and so everyone sort of shares, like, well, you know, there was this thing I saw, and like they talk about, that sounds like a this, or that sounds like a that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of those great, crowdsourced panel
things.
Yeah,
exactly. That was well attended.
Yeah.
For an 11 p.m. panel.
Yeah, oh my word. Yeah.
And Chetan said it went on.
Oh, yeah,
much
even
longer.
After, then after we even crashed. So.
Right, yeah.
I get the sense that I'm not even making this sound as exciting as it was. There were
scratching the surface.
Yeah, just totally scratching the surface. Mm-hmm. It's even though it is not a horror convention at all, it's not even a speculative fiction convention. This is a beyond. This is a let's go and do it kind of convention.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing quite like it. Apart from a maker fair,
mm-hmm.
But this was more, even more out there than a maker fair. We've gone
mm-hmm.
for several years now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's
we'll be back next year.
Oh, totally, we'll be back. The other thing, we both did sets of programming. I was on about four panels. Janice was on three panels.
Right.
Which are also great discussions, opportunities to look at all sorts of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've overstayed our 15 minutes.
Very good.
We'll talk to you later.
Excellent.